AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The FBI has arrested a man accused of placing two pipe bombs outside the Washington, D.C. headquarters of the Republican and Democratic National Parties on the eve of the January 6, 2021 Capitol riots. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Let me be clear. There was no new tip. There was no new witness. Just good, diligent police work and prosecutorial work.
Remaining questions include a possible motive and what connection, if any, it had to the assault on the Capitol. In a classified briefing on Capitol Hill, lawmakers say a Navy admiral told them there was no kill-them-all order from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth in a September attack against an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean. However, some lawmakers were alarmed by video of a follow-up strike that showed survivors being killed. Some weekly economic data, Haya Panjwani reports jobless claims were down last week.
The number of Americans applying for jobless benefits for the week ending November 29th fell to 191,000 from the previous week's 218,000. That's the lowest level in more than 3 years, which potentially complicates the Federal Reserve's upcoming decision on interest rates. Applications for unemployment aid are viewed as a proxy for layoffs and are close to a real-time indicator of the health of the job market. For now, the U.S. job market appears to be in a low-hire, low-fire state that has kept the unemployment rate historically low. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Mortgage rates eased. Freddie Mac puts the average 30-year at 6.19%. And Seth Sutel has stocks.
The S&P 500 inched up 0.1% in a quiet day of trading. The index is just 0.5% below its all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 31 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.2%. Treasury yields edged higher in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury edged up to 4.10%. Seth Sutel, New York.
This is AP News. They're not native to Brazil, but Karen Chamas reports towering palm trees in a Rio de Janeiro park are flowering for the first and only time in their lives.
The lifespan of a talipot palm ranges between 40 and 80 years. Towards the end of its life, the magnificent tree sends up a central plume crowded with millions of small creamy white blossoms high above its fan-shaped leaves. Passers-by in Flamengo Park stop, crane their necks, and take photos. Vinicius Vanni, a 42-year-old civil engineer, was even hoping to collect seedlings and plant them, telling the AP he's planting them for future generations, as it's unlikely he will live long enough to see them flower. Originating from southern India and Sri Lanka, the talipot palm can reach up to 98 feet and produce around 25 million flowers. I'm Karen Chamas.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.